benefic gala ceremony, which is partly destined to pay tribute to the collectives that have been struggling against COVID. Half of the capacity of the theater is reserved for them, and the rest of the money will go to BIL, which is a non-profit making association. We have with us to talk about the film, I'm going to introduce all of the people that we have with us on the panel. From the far end, the director, Carlos Cedes, and then the cast, Javier Rey, Blanca Suarez, Pablo Molinero, Maria Pedraza, Carlos Cueva, and we also have Guillermo Puerta in the audience, who is with us. Without further ado, let's commence with the questions. So if there are any questions, please raise your hand and we'll give you a microphone. Any questions? Yes. Hi. I have a question for the director as well as for the cast, in the sense of what was the most complicated thing when recording on location or where the film is placed, and what was the easy side of thing vis-a-vis portrayal of the characters or from a technical side from the director? I think the most complicated thing was technically the horse race scene and the fire, certain sequences that were quite specific. And the simplest thing for me, shoot with friends, with Javi, with Blanca, with Pablo, and to enable this great story to grow. In my case, I think the sequence that we had in the vineyards at night was a bit complicated. It was a very complex situation or scene. And it was one of those days where the whole cast and crew help each other in order to finish it off. I know that it was quite difficult to shoot. Well, in my case, I don't remember any location that was especially complex for shooting the film. But on the contrary, I believe that all the locations where we had the chance to shoot surprised us because of how spectacular they were. What we saw in front of us, before us, we had the opportunity of seeing sunsets in fabulous places and being amongst the vineyards at night and to access places that perhaps in other circumstances or situations we wouldn't have been able to enter, and that I hope has been revealed quite clearly on the screen. I think the accent, working with an accent that's not your own, an accent from Jerez, is a challenge for any actor or actress. And what we had to do, people from Jerez who were not from there originally, well, our challenge was quite significant, but that's the most complicated side of things, because sometimes it takes up some energy from your portrayal, which goes towards controlling your accent. I think, like Javi, the scene of the vineyards was quite complicated to record, and because we were running around all night long, but I think it ended up quite good. And then the accent issue, which we were able to work upon for 4 months so that the scenes, we could think in portraying the role and not worrying about our accent when we spoke. For me, the shoot was quite pleasant, and I don't have the feeling of having shot anything that was too conflictive vis-a-vis locations. And I'll just keep the good things of the film. Any further questions? Perhaps. And as you're all here, and lengthening the question that you just mentioned, Carlos, the director, and how the cast got involved. What's the idea of addressing this type of love story, which is a little sort of a classic aftertaste, the style of cinema as well? And also, Carlos, how did you address this, and how did you get involved into your, how did you see and find out about the story and get involved in your characters? Well, the truth is, it's a classical love story. We've got great references, like Eastwood, Madison, the Bridges of Madison, and even in Spain, Palmeras, or other examples of this nature. And I wanted to breathe that type of epic story, but also classical, because I think love, and that's why it's a story, it's told in two times, a story that takes place in the 90s and another one in 1958. And it's a story which, at the end of the day, love stories don't change, they evolve, but love continues to be eternal, as we try to tell in this film through these characters. Could you actors explain what it's meant for you, or how did you live through this, or get into your characters? The truth has been a privilege to participate in this film, because you realize when you receive the script and you read it, the magnitude of the project itself. And then when Carlos directs, Bamboo getting involved as a production company, you know it's going to be a big film. So as it was, we saw the magnitude of the film every time we got there to shoot, but we got prepared in order to get down to the truth of what happens to the characters and to be faithful to what was written down to the end of all the consequences. We did a great job. We worked quite a lot in the rehearsals, and we got sure of ourselves when we came to the shooting of the film, and I think we've all enjoyed shooting this film. I add to what Javier and Carlos have just said. This project for me, it came to me, and above all, basically the first thing I listened to, despite for the fact that Bamboo was a production company that was producing it, which is a production company that I've had the luxury of working with for many years and who I'm working with at the present moment, is that Carlos Cedes would be the director. And that was basically, I assured my yes, and I think it's one of the great luxuries of this film to be able to have this man directing us and teaching us something every day. And obviously, I think I didn't understand in my mind then how majestic it was as it's seen on the screen, and the greatness of the images that are projected in it. I think we were very privileged to submerge yourself in the 1950s, which was still things to do. The wine industry was emerging, and Jerez is also part of the film to a certain extent, or in a certain way. And we've enjoyed this, and the famous chemistry that people talk about and we try to find, thanks to Carlos Cedes, we've been able to surprise yourself on set, allows these things to grow. And the truth is, we all have a pleasant memory of it, and it was great. We created a family all together. I'm very thankful of having entrusted me to participate in this project. I liked it very much that Carlos had directed us, because I've discovered many things in me that previously I perhaps would not have been able to do. I felt very available to me, to the shooting of the film, to the character as well. And I think that, I don't know, we've done quite an honest piece of work, and it's a love story which I think everyone can enjoy very much. I'm also very happy and very thankful and grateful, just like my colleagues. I'm very happy to have shared with Guiomar, working with her in another series with Bamboo as a production company. We made our specific film, which is the section of the 1990s within this big film, which has two time frames, 1950s and the 1990s. I'm happy with the film, with the character, and with this journey that my character takes, reconciliating himself with his father. We've also got Guiomar here, that I'm sure it would be very good that we gave her a microphone and she could tell us her experience. Sorry. Well, okay. I subscribe everything that my colleagues have said. It's been a pleasure to be able to work with Bamboo again, to meet Carlos Cedes as a director and connect with him and with Carlos, who I'd already worked with quite a lot, Carlos Cuevas, because it was easy for me to work with him. There's a question over there in the back, yes. Hi, the first thing, congratulations for the film. I had the opportunity of seeing it yesterday. I've got two questions, one for Carlos Cedes and Blanca Suarez. Lucia's character is quite interesting for the period in which she lives, and at the end of the day, got the doubt whether she was being married because of love or because of family interests that existed. My other question is for Carlos and for Javier Rey. You've got a story out of the field, but in the shoot, did you have any conversation, because it coincides? Did you maintain a conversation, or how was it to work with two characters that are linked together but they don't coincide on the screen? Thank you. Well, Carlos, father and son. Well, in my case, we had talked, and during the rehearsals, we set down a few points, and these are characters that don't interact and don't get to know each other, but it is true that that's what sets Carlos's character at a distance. At the end of the day, it's the discovery of the great unknown, the child, the son, that meets the father that he wasn't able to do to that love story. But basically, yes, the contact in the rehearsals of working together with Carlos, yes, Carlos said this helped us a lot in constructing the characters, of differentiating them, not because of being a son. I wanted to do a portrait of the father. We wanted to have different characters. But I did watch Javi working. I remember I worked with Carlos Cedes from some body movements. Perhaps they're different personalities and a generation separates them. I didn't want to make a nod towards them. They might think that a little gesture of mine did remember us of the father, Javi, the character that Javi portrays. And as regards me, I agree with you that I think that Lucia is a very special character, and she's a very special woman, especially bearing in mind that we're situating her in 1958, which initially we expected from women perhaps other different things to what she wants, and how she does things, and she goes down to the vineyards to even pick the grapes. What you ask of being committed to Hernán's character, whether it was a convenience or of joining the wineries and to create a great emporium, we discussed this in the rehearsals. This is one of my questions, and we talked about this, and we drew the conclusion that such isn't the case, that she's quite satisfied with the life that she wants to create next to Hernán. She has chosen him as a colleague, as a friend, and as a partner as well. She's grown next to him, and she's very satisfied with that decision. That is why I think it's even more valuable when Gonzalo's character turns up, crosses in her path, and awakens things in her that perhaps she had not felt in the past. This doesn't mean that she doesn't love. She doesn't love. Not that she didn't love, but she doesn't love Hernán's character. But all of a sudden, Gonzalo makes her live and fly in a way that perhaps she had never experienced in the past. Perhaps the true love, perhaps we could say. And that's why her foundations collapse, and she just gives in to what she's feeling. She can't do anything else. We have another question here. Yes. Hi again. In this case, my question is for the director of the film. How complicated was to contextualize this film in the period in which it takes place, not only at a script, at the level of the script, but all of the elements vis-a-vis locations and where the scenes were shot? We tried, as Pablo said, from the outset, the accent issue was tried to, in very respectful, make Carlos be Andalusian in his accent. But we did have the objective in mind of telling about a very pleasant, more sort of Mediterranean type of Andalusia and Jerez, instead of being, we wanted to really tell the story that we wanted to, a story that even when you go to Jerez and you see the museums there and you start to see the people who started with the wine business, there were people that were much closer. There were people from an origin which was perhaps more quite humble. There are a lot of tributes to Pablo's character when he arrives with a motorbike with his dog from from the winery. That's not invented. That was in that reality, existed in that reality. That's what we didn't want to. We wanted to tell a story about Sarah and all the country. We wanted Gonzalo is a character who's an architect, he's a person who travels for one place, but what he wants in his life is to continue to travel, to continue to learn, and then all of a sudden, what attracted us is that that character doubts everything that he addressed in life for her and how they live in that part. That's why our Andalusia, we wanted to reflect Andalusia much more comfortable, much more pleasant, a bit more suited to our story. And as regards, not only were we worried about a period, the big challenge sometimes is how the stories evolve in a period piece and how are they interpreted, portrayed, for example, from the actor's point of view. How do we confront that there were women who were also like that? How do we bring the audience close to those characters? Romantic stories are not made the same way in the 1990s or the 1980s than nowadays in 2020. That's what we wanted to continue to evolve. And along the lines of this question that I want to extend, the actors, I'd like to know what it means for you to do a period piece, because more or less you can have an analogy with what's contemporary, but there are other situations and other things that may be much more difficult to get in under the skin of those characters. Could you talk a bit about that, the actors? At the end of the day, yes, obviously, when conflicts are relatively universal, when we're talking about love or a lack of love or what one feels, what's primary doesn't change if it's one period to the next. But in my case, for example, I've got a character who's an architect, who's a period architect, who's studious, he's an artist who takes photos and travels photography and photos that wasn't normal for that period. It's quite clear that you've got to document yourself and see and to incorporate all of that work, emotionally speaking, and fit all of that into that an architect in the 1950s is not an architect in the 2020s. In 2020, we all had plenty of information, and Carlos had it quite clear which way he wanted to go, so it forms part of the job, and it wasn't excessively complicated. Anybody else want to add anything? Or any experience? Guiomar? I think quite often, the search is being natural and being authentic. We talked to Carlos about this during the rehearsals. What's a period? We weren't even there at that period, in that period. So therefore, quite often, what you need to address more practical issues, like how you pick up, how does a glass being picked up by a person who owns a winery, the vineyards, for example, when you have to work there, but the period itself, to try to address it and encompass it was not an objective. We tried for it to be very as natural as possible, which at the end of the day, which it makes it much closer to the audience when they see it, perhaps. Anybody else? Any further questions? Right at the back. Hi. Good afternoon. There were several scriptwriters in this great production. From the outset, was it quite clear of how the story went, specifically the part that Guiomar and Carlos take with the ending, which is quite a heavy ending. Could you repeat what the question? I've seen that several scriptwriters have worked in the film for the screenplay. Was it quite clear from the outset, or were there any differences or any conflicts in the writing of the script? And where from the outset, that ending for the story between Guiomar and Carlos, yes, the truth, it appears just as is a script. The story between those two, from both of them, Roman Campos, who is one of the script writers, if he wants to respond, he can quite clearly do so, because he has also commanded the whole team of the script, the screenplay writing team. Do you want to add anything? No. Okay. Any further questions?
Sí.
A question for all of you, bearing in mind the situation at present and the big production that you've just made. How do you feel introduce, well, but premiering the film, giving the situation of cinema theaters nowadays. I imagine the questions has already been asked to you, but in any case, I think to a certain extent, if we're here, we're evolving quite a lot. You've got to, if we're here, albeit with COVID, we'll make it out there. I don't know what the new normality is going to be, but I hope that people can attend and watch the films at the safely in the film theaters. And we feel like people watching this film and all of the films, especially the national films here at the film festival. Over there. Sorry, Pablo Garules, Warner Brothers general director, and I can talk about the situation of cinema at present. I think that the films are premiered, people go to film theaters. The problem that we're having is that there aren't so many films being made as of late, but people continue to go to film theaters. There's no other safest place. I imagine there are some other safest places, but the cinema is a film. Film theater is a safe place if you follow regulations. And if they're here, it's a proof of this. We're all here. We think we're going to premiere it on the 6th of November, and we believe and we trust that many, many people will come and see the film. So not afraid at all. No fear. That's what we all hope. Any further questions? Otherwise, we can conclude the press. We've got time for another question if anyone wants to. If not, I'm not too sure. The actors, would you like to add anything else? Coming back after so many months, I imagine the situation, different circumstances. And anyone wants to add anything as regards to this special gala this evening, because part of the audience are going to be people who have been fighting against COVID-19. I'm not too sure whether anyone wants to add anything. I think it's a bit like what Carlos has said. It's an enormous piece of news. It's great that we can be here, that all of you who are here today, and that demonstrate that taking the right measures, you can make films, see films, and go to film theaters, and so forth. It's marvelous to be here, and that the festival has been held. That's a great piece of news as well. So the efforts are being made so that everything can enter into a certain normality, I think, is marvelous, and that everything putting their grain of sand into it, I think it's fantastic. Yeah, why not? Well, in this case, I just want to wish you the best of luck this evening, and obviously with the film when it's finally premiered, and I hope that the film theaters fill up with to watch it. Thank you very much for being with us here in San Sebastian.